Good. Okay, so our monthly theme, which you might not be aware of, is self-awareness is not enough. My talk title is Belief, Faith, and Prayer. I've just returned from the CSL convention down in Irvine, California, and it went along this same line of this month's theme, self-awareness is not enough. It was a great time I had, you know, connecting with old friends, meeting some new ones. Being aware of our divine nature is not enough. We are each being asked to apply our spirituality to our daily lives. Actually, our moment-by-moment life experiences. We are asked to take our spiritual expression, our science of mind principles, and apply them in everything that takes place in life. To heal any idea of separation, first within ourselves, and to heal our separation with humanity, with each other. To stop our belief in two powers. Now, maybe you don't, but maybe you do. Good versus bad is separation. Hell versus heaven is separation. We are being called upon to first heal our personal separation. Where is that taking place? Where do you feel separate from your divine nature? Everybody breathe. Ah, I don't know about you, but I can find places that I feel separate. It's our time. It's our time to each live from this place of our own unity, to live full out in our divine self, not just here in this community. But living in our divine self is really where our power is, our wholeness, our assurance, our safety, and our assistance. We are assisted when we sit in our divine nature because this is who we are. And when we commit to living daily from our science of mind and in our science of mind principles, our personal unity with God, we find so much is available to each and every one of us to support us always. We see it here all of the time. People asking for prayer and the answer being given. When we trust in this invisible power uniquely expressing in and through and as us, when we find ourselves in difficulty or in doubt or in fear, we instantly remember to call upon our divine nature. Bringing God first into every question. I think that this is so important today, that we recognize that there is no separation unless we have created it. Self-awareness isn't enough. We must give permission to our God awareness to become our go-to place. When we've lost our way with, or where we think differently, or where we're divided within our own mind and our own being, within our personal self, this is where it begins. When we live in and from our unity, we can relax and let go as we surrender, allowing any challenge to reveal a solution. Because you see, challenges are there for us to find the solution, in my opinion. A solution from our place of unity and our divine partnership. You see, because when we look at things outside of us, I don't know about you, but I get really confused. We must each make the choice. The highway to hell or the stairway to heaven? There's sometimes things come across the news that I don't go quickly to heaven. How about you? Which will you choose? I think that, you know, as I put this talk together and I was listening to that at the convention, I thought, just this is what we're being asked to do as science of minders. We come here, you heard people say how great it is that we found this community, and now we need to take this community out there in everything that we do. Imagine the moment that you want to complain or make someone or something wrong, that you stop and you say, I believe something better is being asked to be revealed. Hallelujah. Do you see? And we can say, hey, I have the faith in this event that needs my vision, that needs me as a science of mind, as a person that lives in principle of the science of mind, to see something greater in this event. This, I believe, is what we're each called to do. Bringing science of mind principles to all of life, every life, means that we each are doing our part. You must do your part. Out there, besides in here. We're doing our part to create a world that works for everyone. That's our job. That was our theme last year. That's our theme as religious scientists. Science of mind, whatever you want to call us. We're here to learn these principles and to share them with each other, not by blasting anybody or anything else. It's just by being different. And so at the convention, I love how we do in Science of Mind, let me tell you. We hire people that are outside of our community to come talk to us. And so they hired this speaker. She was a nice woman, and she came to help us with understanding our brand and our culture of our business client, you know, our business atmosphere, and working together to change attitudes and all of that. And she starts talking to us about that. And we're all sitting there. There's over 400 of us in the audience, and she's telling us all of this, and we're sitting there going, well, yeah. Okay, yeah. And she says, does anybody have a problem with that? And nobody raised their hand. She said, none of you have a problem with working with everybody and changing attitudes and climates and all of that? I said, no. And so somebody from the audience said, we work on a world that works for everyone. And she says, well, that's what I do. And she said, you do that? Well, she said, you know, I noticed when I first came here, everybody said hello to me. They didn't know me. They just said hello to me. Everybody's been so nice. And she could literally feel the energy that over 400 people were sending her, because there was a part of us that says, okay, honey, get to the point, you know. But they don't come in knowing who we are. And all of a sudden, as she stood up there and she was talking, she said, you guys already know this, don't you? And we said, yes. And she was blown away because, you see, she was used to finding somebody arguing, but what about this or what about that? Or you can't do that in a combative atmosphere or whatever. And she got so taken by us that she said, I love you. I will work with you and your community pro bono for anything that you need. Which was amazing, because you see, she wasn't used to seeing this. We don't realize what a gift we all are. The classes that you've taken, the principles that you understand, the work that you do, it is valuable to the rest of the world. It's another story I have for you, and it was six children standing in the grocery store line, and they all had bike helmets on, and they had all gone around and made their choices of a drink and a candy bar. And so they're all coming up, and the seemingly older boy at the head says, I'm buying. I have $20, he says. So the clerk starts adding it up, and he gets pretty close to 20. He says, I have, we're almost at 20. And that, you know, they've gone through these six kids, hadn't gone through them all. And they said, we're getting close to $20. And the $20 kid looks around, and one of the other boys said, I have $5. And he said, okay, keep adding it up. So the clerk kept adding it up. And pretty soon, the clerk got to a point where we were getting close to $25. And the clerk looked and he says, you know, there's about $6 over here. And the boys just started to look at each other, and they looked at the stuff they had, and like, who's going to give up what they want first? And they're looking back and forth. Pretty soon the guy, not the person next to them, but the guy behind them, behind the lady, said, I'll pick up that. And these young boys turned to Rick and said, oh my gosh, mister, thank you so much. You're so wonderful. And one of the boys said, I wish you were my dad, you know? And Rick just goes, well, this was a natural thing to do. That's my husband, Rick. And so he just said to the boys, because they all have bike helmets on, you know, Rick is the bike cyclist. And so he just turned to them and says, boys, just be safe on your bikes, please. Now, what did that do to those six guys? It made a difference. They just all hopped for joy. Rick said, I was amazed at how happy they were, and it cost me only $6. And it made a difference in their lives. Do you see? Self-awareness isn't enough. It's up to each one of us to share these principles of science of mind, because science of mind principles prepares us to take ourselves out, to be that healing presence out there in our community. Where can you make a difference? It might be just a smile. It might be opening the door for somebody. It might be a helping hand. But it states to the rest of the world, we accept you. You don't have to prove anything. We are each being called upon, in my opinion, to live and to wear our faith, not in proselytizing, but in being the magnificent creation that you are. You guys are great. You're friendly, you're kind, you're loving, you're giving. You're nurturing and you're caring for each other. And now it's time that we take that helping hand, that just acceptance of the general population out to the world. Beginning our day by blessing ourselves and honoring who we each are as individual expressions of our divine nature. That's what we do. We are each a unique beacon of light, and we need to understand this. I really got a sense of that at convention when this woman just couldn't believe that we were already doing what she came to talk about. What are you willing to live to be the change you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said, is what must be our purpose. Sometimes we give more power to events and circumstances of life or the news. Let's see a world where people have the courage to stay in the conversation, to stay in the difficult conversations together to find a solution, to be open and receptive to new ideas and possibilities. And living our science of mind principles begins first in this community as we take it out there. Our belief and what we learn here becomes the pebble in the pond of consciousness that ripples out and touches lives and uplifts souls. You know what you each feel here on Sunday, and when we get together, we have a chili cook-off or a movie or whatever it is. It's time now that we take what we feel and know to be the very grounding cord of our being and just be nice out there. we do make a difference. Let's take that into prayer. And so we just stop in this moment. And we recognize that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name I call this, God, Spirit, the Divine, the Beloved, it is truly all that there is. And it is the unique divine nature of each and every one of us, for we each are the beloved place where God shows up. And we recognize that, and we deepen our connection and our commitment to being that in a greater way, first within ourselves, and then just sharing the love, the light, and the glory of Spirit with everyone we meet. I'm knowing and accepting where there's a need for a healing in our lives, or where there's a need for a healing in this world, that there is a power and a presence right there. There is a solution, and it is being discovered right now as I speak. And my job is to know that, and to know that people are talking and listening to each other and learning from each other in a way that makes this world work for everyone and lift souls beyond conditions and situations. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, because that's the truth that lives in us, by us, and for us. So I just release my word into that universal law, that very heart of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it. We are full of our own divine nature, and our willingness to let it shine is the commitment we make to ourselves and the rest of the world. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here today, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be. Amen. Yeah.